Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro. I'm one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to lesson, I'm going to be going over the mistakes that you can avoid when getting into multifamily. And this may translate even into any mistakes you may get into in any real estate niche or even starting a business. I want to take you back to life before I met Jake. Because at that seminal moment when I had met Jake back in 2009, I had figured out a lot of these mistakes I was making. And, you know, Jake's not on here and I can say it. I taught him everything and everything's been great since we partnered up. Now, there's a little truth in that, but not really that much. But life before Jake, I had bought my first multifamily years and years before. It was actually a triplex. I started out with a triplex and I was the pizza guy. I said, I have some additional capital. I'm reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. How many of you out there are reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Get your earned income and put it into investments that create passive income. Hey, and on that first deal, it was beginner's luck. Did I make mistakes? I made a ton of mistakes. Was it a triplex? It was a triplex, but I thought it was a fourplex. The COO wasn't right. Septic systems failed. Buried oil tanks. The list goes on and on, but I got lucky because I bought it right. After that first deal, my second deal, I wasn't so lucky. One day, a gentleman is driving a gold Maserati, pulls into the restaurant, and I'm sitting out there on the bench, and I look at him, and gentleman walks out, and I dubbed him Maserati Mike. That was his name. And Maserati Mike brought me a good deal, or so I thought. I partnered up with Maserati Mike, $172,000 worth of partnering up. 18 months later, Maserati Mike disappeared into the wind in his Maserati, never to be heard again. Well, actually, you know, we went through the lawyers and everything. So I did hear him and I did understand that I lost my money. And I can blame Maserati Mike all I want. And it was his fault. But ultimately, it was my fault. And this next lesson of why it was my fault, I think will make you understand how I've had that evolution. After I lost the money, I always say to people, a person with money meets a person with experience. The person with the experience gets the money, and the person with the money gets the experience. Did I stop making mistakes after Maserati Mike? No. The next year, I went out and I bought a strip center, a retail center with some industrial usage on it. So you see the pattern here. Duplex, triplex, mobile home park. Now I've got a strip center. That deal is a terrible deal for so many different reasons. Me not knowing it. And the Maserati Mike story was the same thing. I didn't know the niche of real estate that I was investing in. I didn't know what due diligence was. I didn't know what underwriting was. So for me, that was a lot of the mistakes right there. I was just uneducated. I was taking this massive action. And for us, education times action equals results. Well, I was the one out there taking massive action. I just wasn't educated. So after I did that strip mall, I had a come to Jesus moment, as we say. And I'm saying, I keep making these mistakes. What am I doing wrong here? And then I read the book by T. Harv Eker, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And at first, I don't know how many of you feel when you're reading a book, you're taking this book personally. It's as if Harv Eker is speaking to me and I'm getting really angry and really mad. But then I have to self-reflect and I have to become a little bit aware. And everything that T. Harv Eker is saying is basically true. Your fruits earn your roots. And it's like, Gino, suck it up. Stop being a buttercup because you're the one who've created the results or the lack thereof. And that's when it dawned on me. It was all about my responsibility and being responsible and taking responsibility for those actions, like investing with a Maserati Mike and not doing my due diligence, not understanding how to partner up and what partnerships look like, understanding what a syndication is, which is what I, in effect, had entered into with Maserati Mike, but that's not what I had understood it to be. And education is great, but I didn't know how to implement that education, or if I even had it. That's when I got really serious at that point in 2008 when everything is changing. My father had just passed away from the restaurant, and I was really, I don't want to say the word depressed, but I was lost. And when I read T. Harv Eker's book, it really spoke to me, and it gave me a glimmer of hope. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take massive education. I signed up with a couple of mentorship groups and coaching groups. I became clear on how to invest in real estate. And specifically, this is one of the mistakes that I had made, that shiny object syndrome and the get-there-itis. People confuse having a lot of capital with getting to be successful. The opposite actually happened to me. My capital had dwindled down. I invested a lot of my capital into educating myself. So I had a blueprint. I had a process. I had a map. I didn't have that before with Life Without Jake, but I started learning that. And in 2009, when I met Jake, I was already pretty much educated. I knew the underwriting process. I knew due diligence. Jake didn't. All he wanted to do was to do the same thing that I was doing, getting his earned income and trying to create passive income. And once he moved down to Knoxville in 2011, we got really serious. And me understanding that I had little value to offer, deciding on mentorship and focusing on multifamily was truly huge for me, because then all of a sudden, I don't want to call myself an expert, but I became much better at it. And I gave myself time. I didn't want to jump from crypto at the time, which wasn't around, but single family homes to duplexes to mobile home parks to self-storage to multifamily. I decided on multifamily because for me, I had some success with my very first deal. I understood that it was a basic human need. I didn't want to get into office space or retail. It was just a little bit more too specialized for me. And I wanted a place where I knew I could deal with residents, a place where people needed to live, that basic human need. After that, I learned the business and that Jake and I partnered up. And another mistake that I would love everyone listening to this avoid, learn how to select a partner if that's the route you go. In the very beginning, you may start out by yourself, but then you'll start to notice at time, it gets to be difficult. And the partnership that I was able to create with Jake has allowed us to expand to over 1,800 units. If you want to get more information on Jake and Gino, just go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Sign up for our webinars. We do free monthly webinars. Sign up at the website or just go to jakeandgino.com. Check out all the blogs, the podcasts, the articles that we write. Learn more about it. But getting back to the partnership, which is truly important, it's values-based decision-making. Now, if I look at the partnership that I had with Maserati Mike versus the one that I had with Jake, they're probably the polar opposites. Maserati Mike was somebody who was lazy, who was sloppy, who was not detailed, who wanted the shiny object, and you flip that over with Jake, someone who is detail-oriented, someone who works really hard, somebody who's dedicated, somebody who wants to create wealth and is willing to defer it and work for the long term. I challenge you, what are your values? What are the three words that define your value system? And write those down. And that's how you're going to find a partner. For me, the three words, thinking back in my childhood and going back into those specific times of my childhood and how they became cultivated from my father, from my family, are responsible. That's why T. Harv really resonated with me. Responsible, committed, and hardworking. And guess what? That's the kind of partnership that I found. So if you're going to look for partners, avoid that mistake and focus on values-based decision-making to select your partner. Finally, after Jake and I partnered, really creating the process or the framework. And this is what has allowed us to really, and you see the frenzy going on in 2021 and 2022 with multifamily and every real estate niche, but specifically multifamily, where people are buying using bridge debt and they're getting these short-term loans. And then all of a sudden in 2023, you see rates shoot up. Well, they violated one of the basic tenets of our framework. When Jake and I bought that first deal, we realized that multifamily is a three-legged stool, or as we like to say, is a wheelbarrow. The buy right, the manage right, and the wheel. Which is the manage right, which is the manage right, because the wheel is in constant motion. So understanding that process and not violating it. And once again, that mistake of get there itis or shiny object. Jake and I could have quit in 2021 and said, you know what, multifamily is overpriced. We're not gonna stick with it. We're gonna go into another niche that we don't know. We had just decided, let's be patient. We closed maybe 50 or 60 units in 2022, but in 2023, closing the year out, we've closed 330 units. It's because we've been disciplined with the process of buy right, manage right, finance right. So if I really have to recap my mistakes, it's life before Jake, not being disciplined, not being able to select a partner, not being educated, taking massive action without being educated. It was truly a huge mistake with me. But even then, taking it a step further, I got educated, but I didn't know how to implement. And that's what mentorship or coaching allowed me to do. Once on our very third deal, I remember Jake is going on this third deal. We're closing it. It's 136 units. It's a life-changing deal for me. It's $4 million. It doesn't seem like a lot now, but 10 years ago, it was a lot of money for us. Huge. I had a mentor. I had a coach I was calling every few days to walk me through the deal, the pitfalls. And like I said, I still had the education, but that coach allowed me to implement what I learned. What's the next step, coach? What's the next step? And we pulled that deal through. And 1,500 units later, I am so thankful that I invested in my education. And I continue to this day, every year, invest tens of thousands of dollars into my education and into getting into bigger rooms, better rooms, you know, networking with people. That's what it's all about. So learn the business. Select a niche. I'm here to tell you multifamily is amazing. If that's not what you're looking for, then go select a niche that you're going to love and crush it. Go to our other, you know, YouTube videos on the how-tos, why multifamily stacks up against different assets and why it's superior. I don't want to tell you that. I want you to really learn about it. And I really want you to learn it at your core. There's so many benefits to multifamily. It is a scalable business. You become a multifamily entrepreneur. You can do it as a team player and scaling up and be able to work on whatever you want to in that business. Are you raising capital? Are you boots on the ground? Do you like to property manage, asset manage? That's what multifamily allows you to do. It allows you to build a scalable business and create long-term massive wealth. So please, if you have to, go back and listen to my pain points of the mistakes that I made. And all I want you to do is try to avoid those massive mistakes. Thanks, everyone. And I will see you on the next how-to video.